My name is Fred Holst. I'm retired now, but I used to be a biology teacher right here at Newcastle County High. I was also one of Haley Holst's fathers. I appreciate what you kids are trying to do here, and I promise I'm not trying to patronize you when I say that, but I really don't think you're going to turn up anything new about what happened to my daughter. It's been 10 years. That trail's ice cold by now. She was constitutionally incapable of not sticking her nose where it didn't belong, so I suppose in some ways she was pretty well damned to pick the wrong fight sooner or later. Haley was just such a bright kid, you know? Friendly, thoughtful, clever as hell. Smart enough to understand how the world worked, but optimistic enough to think she could make it better. I had such high hopes for her. We both did. It takes a real bastard to kill someone like that. To kill a child like that. But if there's one thing I had to learn early, it's that this world has no shortage of bastards. Me and Patrick, that was Haley's other dad, God rest his soul, we had each other from a young age, but for a long time, that was all we had. Once we saved up enough money for a little bit of land, we built ourselves a little sanctuary where we were free to roam like wild horses, like we'd always wanted to. And now, I'm the only one left living on that ranch, and it's fallen to pieces. Patrick, he just stopped taking care of himself after what happened to Haley. It broke his heart, and he never recovered. I gave up hope a long time ago that we were ever going to find the son of a bitch responsible, but if I ever did, I think I've got just enough strength left in these old arms to wring his neck. But something I've also come to appreciate is that it wasn't just one person. It was all of us. It was me. Me and Patrick hid away on that ranch for 25 years, not a care in the world, and we just let things get worse and worse. Didn't concern us anymore. Till we sent our daughter out into that darkness. We felt like, after all we'd been through together, we deserved the peace and the tranquility, and maybe we did. But it wasn't about what we deserved. It was about what we could do. And we could have done more. If we had, Haley wouldn't have felt so much weight on her shoulders. She might not have ended up picking the wrong fight. I wish I could have known her sooner so that I could have learned to live by her example. Someone, or maybe a couple someones, they pulled the trigger on her, but this whole town, this whole country, this whole world worked together to build that gun. Even me and Patrick sat off to the side, oiling levers and mixing gunpowder.
Thank you. So I'm trying to think of where we want to pick up. Remind me, where did Jake, like, go after the confrontation with Nikolai?
He went to Charlie's house.
Well, I know we did briefly talk about we need to see Solo actually moving in with Regina, since we're doing that as well.
Right.
Okay, why don't we start there, then?
How much stuff does Solo even have?
Well, I have this outfit. I have some more shirts that I can swap those out for this shirt to create a similar but distinct outfit.
That's good. That's a very important part of being part of the human world now, is having more than one shirt.
Agent Woodard gave me, like, $50.
Agent Woodard gave you $50?
Well, you know, I explained I didn't really own anything, and he was like, you know, you could probably use a little walking around money.
Yeah, per diem.
He hasn't given me any money yet.
Well, hit him up.
Regina, you have all the money you want from your parents, don't you?
I mean, that's not the point.
Yeah, no, it is the principle of the thing.
Yeah, listen, yeah, we can, we should probably take you shopping at some point. But, yeah, if that's it, I mean, if we just move you into the room upstairs, I don't even know if they'll notice.
Yeah, no, from what I remember of your parents, they... Actually, I don't know if they were even here when I was here last time. I know they're not around very often.
Yeah, no. Last time we saw them, they were just making out on the couch.
Yeah, no, that sounds right.
And then that was pretty much it. Well, okay, great. Glad you're here. Was Casey also at the scene?
Apparently.
Gotta be, sure.
Yeah, no, I think Casey came to help and specifically brought some of her old stuff, like a old backpack and other school supplies, because Solo's going to need those. So, you know, some notebooks, a binder with some folders for each class.
I'm just picturing Solo, like, holding a pen and, like, trying to figure out how to hold it with a hand.
Oh, no. We have to teach Solo how to write.
You know, normally I had to use, like, two or three for this, but, you know, this is cool.
Can you even, like, can you write stuff?
I can't imagine it's difficult. I can read.
Well, all right.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's half of it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes, I guess.
I think it takes some practice, you know, being able to write all the letters, but you should at least have an idea of how to spell, right?
Yeah. Spelling's easy. You just put the letters in the right order.
Yeah, that's true. I'm imagining this is also just like the night before we go back to school, probably.
Sure.
That's my assumption anyway.
Yeah. As a reminder, Melissa, you do have the Wheel of Fortune set aside that you can use at any time.
And, how did she get a card set aside?
It was from a resonant card. Right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Or wait, no. That's not
no.
what it was.
Yeah,
I forget what it was, but it was
okay.
Something.
Oh, that's really helpful, Jordan.
Okay.
She had a card set aside. It could be any of the, what, 23?
No, the card is the Wheel of Fortune. I just don't remember why it's set aside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if the Infiltrator can set cards aside. That's what I'm confused about. That's what Molly's confused about.
Well, now Luke's trying to remember it. I've got the Wheel of Fortune set aside. I'm like, was it Casey or was it someone else?
Yeah, it's I'm supposed to be here, which is a draw
right!
For trying to pretend like I'm a cool girl.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Yes.
This
okay.
is the, my disguise as someone who's cool.
Casey, that's not much of a disguise.
Regina trying to figure out if that was a compliment or a burn.
It was a compliment!
Oh.
Saying she's already... Okay, whatever.
No, I appreciate it, Solo. I just... And this is meant not as a like as an insult, but I think your standards for what makes somebody cool are very different from other people's. They're better standards, I think, than most average high schoolers, but
You watch. We're gonna get to high school. I'm gonna be the BMOC.
BMOC?
The bug man on campus. Woo! They go for a high five.
Regina puts out a hand. There's not a lot behind it, but she does it.
Right. Another reminder is that, Charlie, you still have, death in the discard pile, so anytime you try to dazzle anybody, it's just gonna go bad.
I hate you so much. Ugh. Yeah, got it.
You doing all right over there?
No.
What's wrong?
You know what's wrong!
Did you forget, like, about... I'm gonna go to bed now.
I mean, sure, okay, I don't know. I don't see what the issue is, really.
That's exactly the problem, actually. But I'm gonna... Jake, you good? You good on the couch?
Yeah? Are you okay?
No.
Do you need help?
In a general sense, yeah.
Okay, can I help you?
Is my dad still here? Did he leave?
We can say that your dad has stepped out, if that's what you want this scene to look like.
Okay, Jordan's always here. Yeah, Jordan's my uncle.
Oh, you didn't know that?
God damn it! Why didn't you tell me that, Jake? Hey, Jake, why didn't you tell me that?
Well, I mean... I thought you knew and you just weren't bringing it up because, I mean, it does suck. I sympathize, yeah.
And then, but also, I tried to have, like, a good conversation with my dad, and it became possibly the worst conversation I've had with my dad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's the second priority? That me is the first one?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Just stop talking, please. I'm gonna talk to Jake now.
I mean, in some senses, when you're talking, I'm talking. Like,
in some senses, I'm going to just, when I get a chance, like, I don't fight that much. I think I'm going to knock your teeth out. I'm just that's gonna happen at some point. I promise you this.
You don't have like fists in the same context that I exist in.
I don't know how, but it's gonna happen.
So, Casey, okay. Were you planning to stay the night, or were you just here to, like, help me get my stuff together for tomorrow?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring you... I think my dad would be upset if I wasn't at home the night before going to a new school.
Yeah, okay, that's probably fair.
But I wanted to make sure you at least had school stuff.
You know, I really do appreciate it. You're a very thoughtful person, Casey.
It can be intimidating going to a new school, especially when it's your first time as a student. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure it was easy for you.
I appreciate it. But hey, Regina, that means, you know, girls' night, sleepover.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if you're living here, it's going to be like that a lot, right?
Oh my god, it is! Oh my god! Oh, it's like college! Oh, do you think I'm going to go to college someday? I mean, I know it's pretty early to be thinking about that, given that I'm literally attending high school for the first time tomorrow, but, you know.
Do you want to go to college one day?
I mean, that's kind of a question that we can discuss once Casey's out of the room. You know, I'm probably going to feel in the weeds with it, and I don't want to, you know, make her feel like she has to stick around.
No, please. If you've got college thoughts, you can
I mean,
talk
well,
about
no,
them
my,
now.
I'm going to say real quick before you get into your college plans, we kind of stepped on Charlie's scene here. See, Charlie, I'm nice. Why don't we go back to the conversation you were having with Jake?
No, I'm good.
Okay, you sure?
No,
you were about to talk to Jake and then I sort of distracted.
Well, what I was about to talk to Jake about, Jake revealed that he has known the entire time and thought he was being polite. Which, like, you know...
Right, but then you brought up the stuff with your dad. I didn't know if you wanted to go for... We can end that scene if you want.
So you want me to talk more about one of the worst moments of my life?
I think what you'll find I just said is we can end that scene if you want to.
Oh, cool. Great. Thanks, Jordan. You're so kind.
You know, I am, and I'd appreciate it if you said it sometimes without the sarcasm.
No.
The thing is that, like, going to college is what you're supposed to do, right? But also, what I've been supposed to do for pretty much my entire life is foster a new Knights of the Round Table through the form of the Mystery Solvers Club, and that relied on, like, a whole pile of assumptions that all kind of got undermined in one fell swoop. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of drifting now. I'm just chilling, you know?
Hey, Jake, you want to get drunk?
Oh, you got beer?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
I'm just intercutting back and forth between...
Yeah, no, I love this. Right. Yes. I love this. Well, so the thing is, Solo, I guess the question is, do you want to go to college?
I guess I should feel out high school first, because college is kind of like more high school a little bit, right? You know, you're still taking classes and stuff.
It is. It's different. But the big thing is, like, college is great if there are... You know, you want to go into a specific field that, you know, requires additional specific knowledge. There are a lot of jobs you can do that don't necessarily need a college degree.
I'm shotgunning it. I poke the hole here, and then I, like, pull on the... Wait, am I doing it right?
Here, let me open it for you.
I mean, physics seems like the obvious choice, right? Because my Eidolon has the whole black hole thing going on, but honestly, I think he'd prefer it if I studied mythology.
Well, the thing about physics is, do you know a lot about how your Eidolon works, or is it just kind of an instinct?
I mean, it's kind of an instinct, but also it kind of operates on its own. Like, you know, he just...
Physics would be a lot of math, like trying to map out how you do the things that you do, and if that's something you're interested in, that's great, but if it's something that comes naturally to you, it might be frustrating or difficult.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I've only been thinking about it in terms of, you know, what I already have and not necessarily what I want to develop.
Behind the scenes, Lexi talking to herself like a decade ago and her choices for college.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You're just, like, you're so smart. You, like, I feel like I don't know what you're talking about half the time, honestly.
You just gotta focus on what you know you're talking about, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't always compare yourself to other people. You gotta focus on what you're good at.
Yeah, but, like... But now I got my uncle in my head, and he's telling me everything I'm doing, and that sucks. But I'm wondering, like, you and Naomi shared a head, right? So, is this normal for you? Does this feel good?
I mean, it's not really any different than the usual situation, I guess. I mean, you know... We always have people in our heads, don't we?
That's fucking deep, man.
Okay, so I put the brown end in my mouth, right? And then I light the other end, right? That's how you do it?
Yeah, that's... Yes, okay, that's how you do it.
I got this wrong the first time. I want to make sure I get it right.
There's only two possible ways to do this.
Okay, hand me the lighter.
Okay.
And Solo is going to light the cigarette.
Casey
and take
is scooching backwards significantly.
Solo, give me a glam draw.
Okay, well, the consequence of this might be indirect. Let's see, I have glam 2.
Okay, that is the star or the hanged man?
Oh, boy.
What's the hanged man do again?
You must make an impossible choice.
Please don't burn my house down, Solo.
I'm burning my house down, I promise. I'm going to pick the hanged man, and I think you can suggest an impossible choice, but I do have an idea.
I mean, I'll listen to your idea.
I have marked XP.
Solo's understanding is that this smoke has to go in somebody else's mouth.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Sure, which one?
Yeah, that's what I'm
asking. There's your possible choice! God.
That is close to what I was gonna give you, which is just you gag which of your friends you coughing into the face of, but you went worse with it.
Yeah. Well, Casey has backed away from her, so I think Solo's gonna just beckon towards Regina.
Oh my god. I think Regina's like, what are you, get away from me.
I think Casey, wait. I think Casey also says, hey.
I thought that was how you do it.
No, it's for you.
They're just both so pretty. Like, I don't know what, like, I haven't had one girlfriend and now I have two and they're both just so good.
You're saying this like it's a problem.
I feel like I'm gonna screw it up, man.
Are you screwing it up?
Kinda, I think. I don't know.
Well, when you do, you'll know. So if you don't know, that means you're just feeling anxious about it.
But no, like, I thought I was gonna have, like, a good conversation with my dad, and then it was a bad one. And now what if I thought I was having good times with Regina and Casey, and now they're bad times?
Well, why do you sound like the world's largest businessman?
Beefcase!
If you don't worry and nothing bad happens, then you don't suffer. But if you worry and something bad happens, you suffer twice.
You're so fucking smart, man.
Regina looks at the clock and says, hey, it's like, Casey, it's 7:45. Are you sure you can, like, get home?
Yeah, I should probably go, though.
I just don't want your dad to freak out. He's probably already unhappy with us.
Yeah, I need to tread lightly, I think, for a while. Solo, I know it's really exciting to, like, you know, be having a proper sleepover, but I'd really recommend going to bed at a pretty early time, because school's going to be really tough if you're that tired.
Solo's just pacing the floor, like, hands on their head, trying to process things. The information that you do not just shotgun people at random.
Also, Solo smoking a cigarette now is probably not going to help the going to bed at a reasonable time thing.
Solo, I gotta ask, you have seen Charlie and Regina smoke a fair amount. You've never seen them do that. Where'd you get this notion?
Oh, sorry. I've never seen them do that? I've never seen Charlie and Regina do that?
You have maybe seen them do it once or twice recently, but they only got together recently.
Now, playing Bugs Advocate, the perspective on acts like that when you are a insect is probably a little different from the perspective when you're another person.
But you've seen them smoke, like, solo. Yeah, oh well, wow.
You've seen them smoke alone,
like, by themselves.
Obviously, you're not going to shotgun somebody if you're alone. That goes without saying.
Alright, this conversation's not going to go anywhere.
Listen, human ritual is sometimes a little hard to parse from the outside. And I don't think it's fair to judge people who aren't familiar with it for trying to figure it out.
Sure.
I'm glad somebody's getting a good night's sleep.
That's definitely how this is going to turn out.
I imagine that the pile of... I imagine Charlie had, like, four beers, maybe.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I don't think you guys went through that many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the pile of beer cans have, like, a paper towel over them, and they're like, yeah, that'll hide it. That'll be good.
Yeah. God. Charlie, I'll let you draw either glam or genius.
Don't draw glam. It's a trick.
But that's but it's to dazzle.
Well, no, that's specifically for dazzle.
Yeah, I'm gonna do glam.
Sure, you have three glam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say at this exact moment, Charlie has zero genius.
Yeah.
Right. Alright, you have the Empress, the Tower, or Judgment.
Okay. Well, I don't want the tower.
Okay.
Let's see.
Empress is neutral, yeah, and the other two are negative.
I'm going to go with the Empress.
The Empress, you create something. Let me think here. What do you create? Charlie, where did you fall asleep?
I think on the floor of her bedroom.
Of her bedroom.
Yeah, okay. not in the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, then in that case, you are woken up by the sound of your alarm, and as you are groggily coming to, for some reason you have the vague impression that you have been hearing that alarm for a while, and you look over and it is 10:30, and you were supposed to be at school 2 hours ago.
Why not? Sure. Fuck. Fine. I think I get dressed as fast as I can and, like, don't brush my teeth. I just do mouthwash and spit it in the lawn.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help the beer breath.
Yeah.
Hop in my Jeep and try and get to this school that I've never been to before.
Right. Yeah. Try to think if... I don't know if... Jake, you tell me if you need a draw to, or if you are put together enough that even after a whopping 4 beers, you were able to get up on time.
Jake doesn't drink that often, so I think he would need to draw.
Okay, then I'll let you draw Glam or Genius.
Hey, I've got a question. Just curiosity. Does Naomi drink more?
No, Naomi doesn't drink that much.
Okay, I was just curious if it was different between the two of you.
No, it's exactly the same. let's draw Glam 1.
That is the High Priestess. The supernatural moves through you.
Oh.
Naomi, I think you know that it is like the first day that you're supposed to be infiltrating Fairmond High School, and you need to be there on time to get your investigation underway. What can you do from within your prison to get your shared body to get up and get out there?
You're asking me to do something?
Yeah. I mean, the supernatural moves through you, and you're kind of, you know, you have been rendered sort of a supernatural entity at this point. Makes sense to me.
Where am I?
Oh. You're in... I mean, you know about Jake's, like, prison, right? I feel like you've talked about it.
I preferred it when you weren't talking to me.
I have always been talking to you. I have never not been talking to you.
No, but when you weren't looking at me, it felt like I wasn't here, and now I'm here, and I don't know where I am.
Right, so you are in sort of a gray prison cell. There is, if I recall the description we've established before, by which I mean the description I've established before, it is sort of a large tower of other prison cells, sort of arranged in a square, almost sort of like a panopticon setup, but with no central watchtower in the middle, and every other cell is empty except for yours.
Then I guess if you're asking me to wake him up, I just have to scream really loud.
Okay, then, yeah, Jake, you are awoken at, like, 7 a.m. by just a loud scream in your brain that I'm not going to make Crystal do because I don't want to break the audio.
Wait, 7 a.m.?
Yeah, Jake woke up at 7?
Yeah, Jake, yeah, I'm saying Jake is conditioned to, you know, do better here.
So you've pigeonholed me into a position where I'm not waking Charlie up.
I suppose I have, yes.
I mean, if I could suggest, maybe you tried and Charlie just was not waking up.
Yeah, right. That sounds right.
Unless I reveal my master plan.
What's your master plan, Jake?
I adjusted the clock so it looked like it was 10:30, but it was actually 7 o'clock.
Give me a genius draw.
I have a genius of 3, of course, because I am a genius.
Okay, drawing from the bottom, that gets you Judgment, the Tower, or the Star.
The Star, a new path reveals itself.
Yeah, I mean, that is a new path, isn't it? But in that case, Charlie, when you rush out of the house, I think maybe something pings in the back of your brain that it is not as bright out here as you'd expect for 10:30. And also, Jake is waiting in the passenger seat of your Jeep.
What? Good morning, Charlie.
What's happening?
Oh, it's actually only like 7:30. I just try to play a little prank as a bonding exercise.
Okay, I gotta teach you about pranks. Okay.
I think he knows about pranks.
We're getting McDonald's. You're paying for it.
Hell yeah.
Cool. yeah, we get hash browns. It's great.
Oh, that was one of the things I was going to bring up, is that with the adjustments to the damage rules, going over what happened to Charlie last time, I think it is fair to say you were at Winded.
Yeah, you think?
I thought we put her at Battered.
Yeah, I'm at Battered.
Right, I put
now.
You at Battered,
yeah.
Right. The mall situation put you at Winded, and the bad conversation with your dad brought you to Battered.
Yeah, Charlie ain't doing great right now.
I'm sure a drunken sleep really helped you recover too.
No, but the McDonald's hash browns will.
Yeah.
Honestly, so if we're talking about bad experiences causing psychic damage, I think eating some greasy fast food after a night of drinking should heal psychic damage.
Maybe it would if you weren't in such a rush. But you are. It is a longer commute than you're used to. I think you're not driving. You sort of cross Main Street as you head this way. But you're, you know, Main Street runs east-west. You're going north.
Hey, question. Whose fucking car is Charlie in? Because she don't have one.
Oh, yeah. My Jeep got wrecked, didn't it? Fuck.
Oh, wait. What happened to your Jeep?
You put a car bomb in it, jackass.
Blew up my car. Hey, Jordan, give me a car back.
Wait, when did I blow up your Jeep? What happened there?
It was literally the fucking thing that 9mm in a 10-piece suit or whatever did.
Yeah.
Right,
Jordan,
right,
give me
right,
my
right,
fucking
right.
car back. Give me a car.
10-piece suit. That's
Jordan,
true.
Jordan, take better notes on your work. Outline this shit.
Okay, all right. Listen,
Jordan, give me a fucking car, dude.
Give me a biz draw.
Okay, I think I have one.
Justice, the situation becomes more fair.
Yeah, you screwed up and now I get a car. That's fair.
I'm trying to think, is it more fair to give you your car back, or is it more fair to respect the established canon that you lost your car?
Let's meet in the middle and you give me a worse car.
Okay, yeah. What is a good shitty car to give you?
A Datsun? You give me a fucking, hold on. I'm gonna pull up and
I'm imagining just like a pickup truck that is like 70% rust.
Yeah, actually, no, that's a vibe, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, okay, we can say that. It's like a stick shift, which
oh no.
I think we're sort of retconning things so that you have always had this car.
Ugh.
So I think you must know how to drive a stick shift, but you're not good at it.
I wanted the Jeep, and my dad said no, too expensive, and get out of cut. How much further do we have, Jake?
Well, I was just going to say real quick, like I said, you sort of cross Main Street as you're headed this way, and I think as you go, I think you just sort of like a Doppler effect, and you're like, Charlie, where are you going? You haven't talked to me in weeks! And then you just keep driving.
I can't deal with that right now. That's a problem for future Charlie.
And yeah, you head up to Faramond. It is kind of like the road between the two towns is sort of just like a long country road with not much on it. We sort of established before, Faramond is kind of a, you know, to call it a rich town is maybe exaggerating.
It's the Shelbyville to their car Springfield, yeah.
100%, I think that's what we said even. It's, you know, it's rich relative to the area. Regina, you've gone to this school before. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about, like, you know, what were some other people you knew there other than the ones who died? You don't gotta give me, like, detailed backstory.
I cannot
name.
Believe
kinda,
you put me on a fucking spot like this. You are an absolute son of a bitch, and I hate you.
I was gonna say Luke or Jordan, and the answer is yes.
Both.
The answer is yes.
Like I said, I don't need in-depth detail. I'm not asking you to just, like, paint me a tableau of this entire school. Just, like, give me some more, you know, broad strokes.
So she was definitely on the Fairmont High tennis team, for sure. Like, she knows those folks. She probably had a couple friends. Let me go look at my class listing that I had before to see if I can invent some interests. Oh, probably like some other artisty kids at that school that you wouldn't think she would hang out with, and she didn't, like, publicly. But, you know, when she was in art class, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. Use your name generator to help you with this, because I'm not.
Oh, sure.
Respect.
That one was Regina.
So you're pulling to school with Solo. Casey, were you coming on your own? Or?
Question. Actual distance between the towns?
I would say 15-minute drive. Not much.
Okay, that is a lot. Yeah, I think Casey would probably have to catch a ride with Regina then. I was going to say, if it was closer, she'd bike, but that ain't happening.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's fine.
If it's a 15-minute drive by vehicle, that's way too far to bike.
Like, given enough time, if both towns continue to develop, it might become one town.
Oh,
but,
right,
you know, there's still some distance between them.
Regina is wearing sunglasses, the tallest turtleneck she can find. She's got, like, a long jacket. She is trying to hide.
Regina, are you holding up okay? Listen, I know this is probably a pretty difficult situation, and there's not a whole lot that, any of us can do about it, but I'm on your team, I'm your friend, and I'm gonna do what I can to make this not totally miserable, okay?
I think it, I want to say this is before we pick up Casey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Regina looks over at Solo while she's driving and just says, you know, you're the first one of them to say that.
Oh, shit.
I do, yeah.
I think she, yeah, they're on the way to Casey's place, and Regina's like, I didn't kill that guy because I thought it would be fun or for revenge. It just, nobody else had a plan, and I had to make sure it didn't happen again. And, you know, it apparently it wasn't enough, because now we have to go do the rest.
Yeah. This sucks ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the best time for it, but I also feel like I should maybe apologize.
Oh?
I mean, look, when we first met, you know, I just thought you were kind of being a dick to me, and I thought, oh, she just doesn't get it. You know, she has to understand, have her love of the game reignited, and I think I kind of still felt that way even after I found out what happened. But now it's kind of, let's say it has gotten very quickly a lot easier for me to understand, what it's like to feel like this power that should be in some sense liberating and wonderful, actually sucks ass.
I appreciate it. I know I wasn't really helping my own case at the start.
I don't blame you for it.
But, yeah, I thought that Woodard would help us, and that there would finally be somebody else who could to help take care of this, but we still gotta do it ourselves.
There's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, but I think now's maybe not the best time for it.
Yeah, I think they're pulling up to Casey's place at this point then.
Yeah. So, I'll let you know when I'm ready to talk about that, okay?
Okay, Solo.
All right, Casey comes out of the house. She is wearing dark blue eyeliner, dark red lipstick. She has painted her nails one of those, like, almost reflective metallic silver colors. She's wearing her new jacket and some aviator sunglasses. And
what color is her hair?
She usually rotates between blue, like a light... Well, they're all light because it's, you know, Kool-Aid dyed.
Right.
But like
right.
A pale blue, a pale like purple, and a pale pink. I think she went with a like a darker red, which obviously is going to wash out a lot in the dyeing, but it is definitely a, like, a very, very faded maroon, I think. And she's also curled her hair. She's carrying a big cup of coffee, and once she gets close enough to get into the car, it's pretty clear that the eyeliner is not fully masking bags under her eyes.
Good morning?
Oh, morning.
You look good.
New school, new me.
Yeah, no, it's a good look. Fresh start.
Huh.
You guys ready for this?
I think Sol is just gonna look over at Regina.
Yeah, Regina's like, ready as I'll ever be. And then we could go to school now.
Yeah, okay, Regina, give me a glam draw.
Oh boy, I have three of those.
The Hermit, the Chariot, or the Devil?
The Hermit is my dissonant card.
Oh! Let's see here. When you play your dissonant card, apply the following forecast. Life is a stage, and you've forgotten all your lines. For as long as your dissonant card is in the discard pile, anytime you dazzle someone, don't draw.
Yep. So that makes sense.
So the two face, like the two charming glam people are fucked trying to dazzle right now.
I mean, I'll say there's five cards
left. Yeah, I was going to say probably not much left in the deck, so it won't last that long. But
it's getting shuffled pretty quick here.
But if there was a time for it to be bad, it's bad.
This makes perfect sense.
It does. But also, right. Jordan, you're a real son of a bitch.
Regina, you like take a step into the school, and everybody roaming around in the halls just sort of freezes and turns to stare at you.
I've got this. And Solo's gonna take a deep breath and just step forward, and he's like, "Hey everybody, I'm new here. What's up? How's it going? Let me look up what I wrote down on my palm. How's it hanging, my dudes?"
No one pays you any attention. They are all just staring daggers at Regina.
That was my whole plan.
I think Charlie and Jake come in after him. Like, hey guys, whoa, why is it, whoa.
I think Regina takes her sunglasses off and says, "Do you guys need something?"
People are continuing to stare, but they are, like, gradually turning away from you to go back to what they were doing. Some people are maintaining their, glare at you. Other people are continuing to sneak little, like, accusatory glances at you when you walk by. Other than that, it is as though people are ignoring you.
Great.
They're ignoring you other than all the attention they're paying. Like, they're not responding to you.
Right,
you know what I mean?
No, they're not going to talk to me, but, like, everyone's eyes are on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. I love that.
Uh-huh.
I love the start of Persona 5.
I heard that new student killed a guy.
I heard the student who just came back killed someone.
everyone, Lexi here. This podcast is getting meta-textual enough as it is, so I'm just going to dispense with any bits and just give you the spiel here. I'm here to tell you about our Patreon, patreon.com/idleonplaytest. If you're listening to this when it initially came out, you already know about it. But if you're listening to this on a free feed, maybe you don't. I don't know how you'd get to this point without having heard about it, but hey, who knows? This could be your first one. Yeah, stop over there if you like what we do. Give us a little money. We'd appreciate it. The money goes towards making this wonderful game that we're playtesting, as well as, you know, kicking a little money to all of us who make the podcast. And, you know, it's not just throwing money at us for nothing. You get stuff for it. If you just kick us $1 a month, that's nothing. If you're listening to this and you aren't kicking us $1 a month, come on. You can do a dollar. I'm sure you can do a dollar. That'll get you access to the episodes a week early. So, like I said, if you're listening to this on the free feed, you could have heard this a whole week early for just $1 a month. That's incredible value. You really should be doing that. If you are feeling really generous, or if you have some money to kick around and you want to go a little higher, you can go to $5 a month and get immediate access to the current draft of Eidolon, Become Your Best Self, the game we're playing. This game frickin' rules, and new drafts come out pretty regularly. Luke and Molly do a good job of keeping things going, refining, building, releasing. So if you're interested in playing the game yourself, go ahead, check it out. Stop by our Discord, tell people about the game you're running. We love to hear it. We love to get feedback from people who've been playing it. That's only $5 a month. That's like a cup of coffee. It's nothing. If you're really feeling crazy, you could go for $10 a month. That's our grab bag tier. It's basically just a random bonus content. Pretty regularly, we'll do something called Eidolon Playlist. It's a podcast where we, listen to and then talk about an album or a collection of songs from a band that's, inspired us in some ways during the making of this podcast. There's some anime-related stuff. There's occasionally other games that we play as a group. It's a bunch of cool stuff, but more than anything, it's a way of saying, hey, we really like what you do, and we'd like to show you that appreciation in some monetary way. If you're at the $5 or $10 a month, you also get a perk of occasionally getting your name read out on the podcast. Yeah, that's right. One of your favorite cast members might say your name. We got too many of you crazy kids to read everyone's name out every single time. The podcast would be like half an hour of just us reading names, and I'm sure somebody would like that, but I wouldn't. So instead, we're just going to give you a handful of them, and I've got a list of them right here. So, huge thank you to Sudsu, Joey Protons, Mark Sokolov, John Brownlee, Grief Ninja, Addie Gale Ralston, Tanner Vogelsgang, Christopher Pragados, Destry Hawk, Jeans, LV, Hannah, Queen Cat Attack, Dan, Jordan Sam, Abline, Jennifer, Georgie Bats, Ryleth, Gay Sarah, Evan, that's two exclamation marks, by the way, Lucentia, Ryan Ball, Robert Wilson, and Ellen N.K. So thank you to all of you. If you are donating $5 or more a month and you didn't hear me read you out your name, keep listening. Maybe next time will be your time. We try to get through all of them before starting over, so it'll be there eventually. Yeah, it's wild that we even have to split this out like this. Super grateful to everyone who's helped us out, everyone who continues to help us out, everyone who gives us feedback, et cetera, et cetera. You're all amazing. That's probably enough of me doing a spiel, though. You probably want to get back to all this exciting podcast action, right? Yeah, I thought so. Enjoy!
Okay, do we have to... Whoa, Casey.
Yeah, hey, Charlie.
Yeah. You look hot. Like...
Yes, and I always look that way, Charlie. And she does a big exaggerated wink, but she's still wearing her sunglasses, so Charlie can't really see it.
What I'm realizing now is that we have made ourselves look like the feds we are.
Yeah, remember there was a Jump Street division. We're it.
Charlie is wearing the same clothes she was wearing the day before, that probably don't smell great.
Also, like, they are definitely rumpled as hell.
Yeah, they don't. Like, it's not like she stinks, but it's like, oh, hmm. I'm flipping
I think
a coin.
If you get close enough to her, you can kind of figure out what she was doing last night, you know?
I'm flipping a coin. If it's heads, Charlie catches what Casey is hinting at. And if it's tails, she doesn't.
I think that's reasonable.
It's heads. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Great. Great regular look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, we should find somewhere else maybe to...
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't we be getting to our first period class? What's everybody's first period class? Mine is algebra.
Solo, you don't have to go to class until the bell rings.
Oh, okay. I'm still learning so much about American school.
Jordan, what's our first classes?
I mean, why don't you tell me? What's your first class, Charlie?
AP, can I make up a class?
Yes, we're going to a new school. It's a new semester.
Sick.
And like you making up a class is just me making up a class in your character.
So it can be like any class, right? Like it doesn't get like.
I mean, it should be a class that you could reasonably expect to have in an American high school, but sure.
Damn it. Okay.
You were hoping for sword fighting or something, weren't you?
It's the rich school. Yeah.
Sure, there's probably a few more out there electives.
Let's do first thing in the day. Gym. I need to wake up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were so gassed up to give me a weird one, and then you went with gym.
I was gonna do AP skateboarding, but then you gave me a rule.
Let's see. Melissa, what about you? I'll let you think about it. Regina, how about you?
Sir, it's Kentucky. What I'm assuming if I took a language class, the only option is Spanish, I guess.
Maybe French.
She would probably take French over Spanish.
Yeah, okay.
You might get German here.
Yeah, maybe German.
Casey, you want to just take gym with me?
Not first thing in the morning.
Okay, cool.
What are you thinking, Casey?
So here's the problem. Casey absolutely would have researched, I even said she was researching everything and planning our syllabus. Lexi has not thought about it since the last.
So, you should take creative writing with me. But that's fourth period.
Actually, creative writing sounds like it could be fun. I'll take that with you. Throw that on there. The only thing I have is criminal justice so far.
Sure. Jake, what are you?
They got creative writing first period?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I'd say I'm going to join them. I want to understand your mindset.
Sure. Okay, that's fair. Let me think of the way to do all of this.
Stephen King.
And more importantly, how to get to like the parts that matter.
The stuff that you want to do? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We never get to do what I want to do.
It must be so hard to be you.
I will break your back over my knee, little man.
You know, it's
I'm kidding.
To complain that you never get to do what you want to do when you're supposedly the one in control of all this.
Yeah, what we want to do is what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I'm not taking creative writing.
I was joking.
Usually Jesus jokes are supposed Christ. To be funny, dude.
Yeah, everybody done? Everybody got out of their system?
Until later, yeah.
I'm going to move creative writing to first period and algebra to fourth. That way I can have fun with my friends.
Charlie, are you sure you want gym first period?
No.
Because you can change it.
I'll just do creative writing, whatever. We can all just have the first class.
Yeah, if we're all in the same creative writing class, that's fun.
Sure, yeah. Then, yeah, if you're all going to that creative writing class, then yeah, I think it is just a, you know, listen, the first day of any class, you're not really covering anything of meaning.
No.
But I definitely think, Regina, you continue to feel the, like, oppressive pressure of both the students and teachers, just kind of like, they are well aware that you're here and they are not happy about it.
That makes two of us. Well,
yeah,
like 500 of us, but.
Right, right, right.
Hey, Jordan, what's our teacher's name?
Ms. I'm bad at names. Fuck.
Vendrick.
What? No.
What? What the fuck is wrong with Vendrick, huh?
This is Luke talking. Isn't that the fucking king from Dark Souls 2?
It's also a character in my D&D game.
I came up with a few teachers for our old school that could be NPCs, and
sure.
Now we're not at that school anymore, so those notes are useless.
That's so true. Ms. Bauer, let's go with that one.
Bauer.
Bauer.
Ah, like Jack Bauer of 24.
Is sure that out that yet? Is.
No.
And you're no, 9/11.
Post-9/11 show.
Well, it's technically also, isn't it also pre-9/11?
I think
no,
it's like,
it is.
Like
a little bit.
I don't, might start later
I don't
year?
Think so, because I'm
think,
pretty sure that show is made in response to the vast change in American
right,
culture.
Oh, yeah. Right, right, right.
I believe it initially was, I think it was filmed pre-9/11 at first, and then, like, the first season.
The
and
first,
then
there's
just a, so happened to speak to a moment.
There is a very noticeable upswing in exactly what the fuck that show is between season
right.
one
yeah.
and season two.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Casey, do you want to take PE at some point? You'd mentioned maybe doing it with Charlie, just not first
yeah,
period.
Yeah, if Charlie's doing PE, I'll do PE with her.
In that case, when you go to the gym for PE, in everything that's been going on, it completely slipped your mind that your youth pastor, Marcus Clay is actually the PE teacher here at Fairmont High. And I think he sees you and is being like, Melissa, it's been, I feel like it's been months since I've seen you. Where have you been?
Oh, hey, Pastor. Sorry, I already forgot. Marcus, was it?
Marcus, okay. Yeah.
Oh, when you say Pastor, hey. Charlie, like, chokes.
Hey, Pastor Marcus. Yeah, sorry about that. Senior year's just been really, really a lot.
Oh, sure, no, I get that, but, you know, gotta make time for church.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean for it to slip.
No, no, listen, I'm not trying to sound like a scold, I'm just, you know, as you're aging into adulthood, you gotta make sure you have your priorities in line, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
I think he sees Charlie next to you and goes, oh, is this a friend of yours?
Yeah, this is Charlie. She also went to...
Go ahead.
What was our other school called? Was it just Lattery High?
It was Newcastle County High.
Yeah, she also went to Newcastle County High... with me.
See, it's like Newcastle because like.
Yes,
King
I
Art
get
Art.
It. I
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah,
very
yeah.
clever when you
no
when you
no
when
really,
you actually try. Yes.
No, yeah, no one's ever really pointed out. I did a good job like naming the county. I just kind of. Anyway. Yeah, I think Pastor Marcus like extends a hand to shake your hand, Charlie.
Hey, man, and yeah, Charlie gives him a handshake.
He's, you know, it's not like quite, you know, it's not what some people do where it's like a vice grip, but it is like a very tight, very enthusiastic handshake. He's really like, it's like he's trying to like pump water as he's, you know, shaking your hand.
Feels like
you know
a politician
what I mean?
Who really wants the popular vote.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He's like, yeah, no, I knew we were getting some transfers this semester. I didn't realize you were going to be one of them, Melissa. I guess you all know each other already, right?
Yeah, I kind of lucky it worked out that way.
We're all we're friends. We had some classes together.
Well, you know, I'm great to see you because I was gonna let you know, Melissa. We have got the start of the year party. We've rented out the parks at Middletown this Saturday afternoon. We'd love to have you there. Might be a good way to, get your feet wet again with youth group.
I'll see if I can make it.
Yeah, I'll say, too, you've been to a lot of these as, like, growing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're usually a fun time. You know, there's pizza, there's people to hang out, and, like, the parks at Middletown is a place they've got, like, bumper cars, mini golf, a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think especially for you specifically, this is honestly a pretty cool thing to be invited
right.
to.
It's entertainment that's Casey's speed.
Right, exactly.
Charlie doesn't know any of that, so I think she goes, Melissa, were you helping me out with that thing on Saturday, or is that next week? I can't remember.
Oh, that's next week. It should be okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, Charlie, we always would love to have new people or welcome. You should absolutely come. All your friends should come.
I think me and my dad are like doing something, but appreciate it. Thanks.
Ah, well, that's too bad. But, if you change your mind, the invitation's open. It's going to be at 2 p.m., Casey.
Okay.
He would say Melissa. It's going to be at 2 p.m., Melissa.
Yeah, okay.
And then he kind of gets into, doing PE. I'm imagining, I don't think they did these in high school so much, but do you remember those little, like, scooter boards?
Yes.
Yep. Imagine that's the closest thing to a skateboard you're getting, Charlie.
Charlie does try to skateboard on it.
As I think many of us probably did as children.
Yep.
Right.
They don't work as skateboards.
Yeah. Honestly, not that much happens this first day.
I wanted to say, after he walks away, I whisper to Charlie, you don't think he can tell we're gay, can he?
I mean, me, maybe. You, probably not. You just seem cool. I think I give off a vibe.
Wait, that's not the vibe?
I mean, it's the vibe if, like, I think you're hot. So maybe, I don't know, I'm new to this.
Because, I mean, I think your vibe is cool, and, like, you're the gayest person I know, so...
Oh, really? Aww.
I mean, I only know you, me, and Regina, but...
I don't know how I'm, like, quantifiably gayer, but I'll take it, sure.
Casey's not sure either, but she will draw up some sort of a plot system to try and figure it out.
I don't know. You're Casey. You got Casey vibes. I know I, like, don't, I'm kind of, and Charlie is, like, Charlie's gotten a little more in shape, but she's like very, like, rangy muscle and is, like, lanky and has her short cropped hair still. So she's like, I don't know. I feel like I give off a vibe. I feel like my dad kind of knew before he knew, you know?
I don't know. I didn't know until I knew.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably in my own head about it. Or Jordan's in my head about it. I don't know. Hey. I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Real quick. Not you. Shut up.
I thought it seemed like you mentioned my name and then said you.
Not you.
Oh my
come
god!
Up
shut up. This isn't about you.
I'd actually
get a benefit
it,
from
the
creative writing class.
No.
Use a pronoun. It refers back to the first proper noun, the last proper noun.
But the thing is, it technically is about him, which sucks. He's my uncle, apparently.
What?
I mean, ish.
I guess he's related
ish?
To my...
Well, like, I'm a first cousin once removed, but that's a lot
to
say.
Oh, so, like, you and one of Charlie's parents were cousins.
Right.
Natalie, my mom.
Oh, that
my dad's... Yeah, my dad's not from around here.
Right, that's what I meant.
I'm aware. I kind of know the vibe that my family has.
I don't have it, so that's good.
Genuinely, thank you for saying that. I don't know if that changes anything, but I figure everyone should probably know that particular thing.
Charlie, you can't help who your family is. It doesn't change anything.
Okay. Cool. Because I've been... Look, I'm just saying there's like a pattern that has developed that my mom was evil, and now my uncle is evil. So I'm like, do I have like the evil gene or something? I don't know.
Charlie, you know how my cousins back in Lexington taught me how to break into like abandoned buildings?
But that's not evil. Sick as hell.
Right, but you know how my cousin Danny like sells bootlegs and like drugs?
Yeah, again, pretty cool.
Right, but you know how none of those are things that you would really ever associate with me?
Okay, I see your point.
Yeah, you can't help who your family is, and you know, sometimes people who are related to you are just really different from you, and that's just how it is. I mean, it doesn't change how you feel about him, does it?
No, I hate him. I've promised him like 3 times that I'm gonna punch his teeth out.
I hope you get to do that, yeah.
Thank you.
I would like to see that.
I'm sure Regina would like to get a shot in too. I wonder how she's doing.
I can't imagine well.
Yeah, like I said, not an especially eventful day in terms of anybody really doing or saying anything to you, Regina, other than just what has already been said, which is just a constant rancid vibe directed directly at you.
Is there any, excuse me, is there any way I can, like, overhear people talking or anything like that? Have I been able to pick anything up about, like, what exactly they're all mad at me about? I have an idea, but I can't be sure.
Sure. You can give me an investigate.
Okay. My genius is 2, and there's 5 cards in this deck, and they're not good.
Well, one of them was. You got the world and the tower.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck. Let me look at the investigate questions. Do you think what's hidden here is, like, the question I'm asking?
I would say so, sure.
Okay, let's use the world for what's hidden here.
All right, the world, what's hidden here. Then, yeah, I think,
Is that the sequel to The World Ends With You?
Yes.
Yes.
You need to be careful because people immediately kind of shush up if they notice you're anywhere near them. But, yeah, snooping around throughout the day, I think you pick up some whispers of just, like, remind me what your friends' names were.
There was Kenny, there was Genevieve, and then Aurora was her axe. Right. Well, not axe, but dead.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think you just hear whispers about, like, you know, I can't believe she ruined the football team. IRG killed Aurora. IRG killed the guidance counselor.
Oh, that one already made its way back here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, anything weird that happens at the school, they're probably going to, especially since you showed back up, like, I don't know that they know anything.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, the vice principal was targeting you.
Oh, that's true.
Unprovoked.
Unprompted,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What's juicy for the tower here?
Yeah.
Let's go with, what complications should I be wary of? The tower.
When you were here before, the Eidolons were mainly given out to, like, the football team to give them an edge, right?
Right.
I think that you don't see anything directly, but, you have, you know, been around this magic bullshit a lot at this point, and you've gotten pretty good at picking up certain, you know, impressions, certain, like almost psychic, vibes. I'm trying to avoid the word vibes. That's Bob's word. But
that
it's
is
what
Bob's
I'm,
word.
It's the word I want here. you think there are a lot more Eidolons in this school than there used to be.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right. I think she would probably tell everybody at least that part the next time they get a chance to meet up.
Jordan, before we do meet up, I wanted to know if I could talk to one of the gym teachers.
Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk to them about?
I want to know what sports teams there are. I want to join one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me think here. I think you can talk to Mr. Clay, the PE teacher that we already established here. I think he tells you, like,
I mean, we're already more than halfway through the year. I don't know if any teams are really taking tryouts right now.
Now, Luke, I do want to point out that most sports are...
What? Sports? Huh? How do those work?
It's usually a semesterly basis, so the spring sports are going to be probably doing tryouts now.
Huh?
Like, a lot of people who are returning to, like, say, the basketball team are probably practicing over winter, but people are able to join at the beginning of the school of the semester.
I mean, okay, now, this is... Hey, might shock you to hear I was not a particularly athletic child.
I wasn't so either, maybe... but a lot of my extended family was, so I know.
Okay, that's fair, because I was going to say, wouldn't it be the case even with those that, like, any upperclassmen... have been in the team for years.
Oh no,
point.
You could be as a senior decide you want to join a team, and if you try out and you're good enough, you'll
be fine. Okay, that's fair. Again, this is beyond my expertise.
Like, I'm sure it varies from school to school, but at our school, like, it was not a real, like, you might not make it if you try out, but you could try out.
Right. Okay.
Also,
okay, that's fair.
I'm pretty sure I would be a junior anyway.
No, sure. What I was going to say is any, like, upperclassmen would be on the team already. And,
okay,
like,
I see what you're saying.
Freshmen would be like, well, you know, you need to get in early to be there for, like, conditioning on the off-season.
And also the idea that a transfer student couldn't join when they transfer is ridiculous because a lot of people transfer schools specifically for sports.
Okay. All right. You made your point.
Anyway, yeah, I was thinking probably basketball's no good, because, you know, I'm pretty tall. I wouldn't say I'm, like, the best at, like, jumping. I feel like jumping is big in basketball, but, you know, football would be great, or maybe wrestling. I would love to be on the wrestling team.
Sure, yeah, we could look into getting you signed up for wrestling tryouts, sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I will get back to you with some dates and times for that.
Sure thing. Are you gonna, like, call? I don't know how contacting me would work. I don't know if you're just gonna show up in one of my classes or what.
I'll tell you what, why don't you come back on Monday and I'll have the information for you.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
Great. You're welcome.
Did I get any vibes off him?
You can give me a dredge.
Yeah, sure. My biz, I'm pretty sure, is 3, so...
That's Judgment, the Chariot, or the Devil.
Ooh, I want the Devil!
The Devil, that ticks the clock. What's your clock at, anyway?
Adding XP.
Clock is up to 9, so keep in mind, from now on, that means unless somebody is offering you concrete material aid, you draw one less card on every move.
Duly noted.
Why did you do this?
Because it's fun? It's funny. What?
Bug has a point.
Okay. You get what you want at a price you can't afford. Well, what you want is to join the wrestling team. So I think the price you can't afford is, this guy's normal. He's regular.
Oh, okay. That's really fortunate.
Yeah. But yeah, we can... unless anyone else wanted to do something specific, we can advance to, like, y'all meeting up after school.
No, I think that's good.
Nope, I didn't have anything.
Okay, you're meeting up after school.
Yeah.
Gina, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there. They think I killed Aurora, which, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but they don't know that, I don't think.
No. But I also heard them saying they think I killed the guidance counselor, which was Dr. Phillips, but that's weird because he left here before, like, any of that happened.
Yeah.
So
they...
I mean,
it might just be kids saying stuff because, you know, I was gone, but...
They'd probably blame any, like, disappearances that have any connection to the school on you at this point, right? Like...
Yeah.
Like, I think they're just being shitty. Like, she makes a conscious effort to use that word for it.
I can feel you, like, stumbling over it as you force it out.
Had to steel herself for it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't think we should assume necessarily, like, anything. Like, there's gonna be weird Eidolon shit here, so...
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, that vice principal, we haven't talked in 8-9 months or something since I left at the end of last year, so... It's weird that she just came after us out of nowhere.
Yeah, that...
Like, you would think that she would do it faster than that if it was a problem.
Right, and also, it wasn't just, like, she was after you, she was after... all of us. Like, she blew up Charlie's Jeep.
Yeah.
Looks over at my shitty truck.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we follow your lead here. Like, what do you want us to do? If that's too much pressure or anything, like, we don't... I just thought that would be, like, you know the lay of the land here, so...
I mean, I guess. I guess we could, they probably have their weird little cult meetings in the gym, if I were to guess.
Okay.
We could try staking that out. I mean, that's where I'd start with this anyway.
Would you recommend dropping in?
Sorry?
I was kind of thinking of just joining it outright.
What, like one of the teens?
No, the cult.
There are way more Eidolons here than there used to be. I mean, I haven't seen any, but like I can feel it. It's way more. So I guess, I mean, I don't know if they're just giving them out now or if maybe you can just walk in.
What if they're trying to build an army?
Yeah, but for what?
This is kind of only one thing you can use an army for, if I'm being honest.
Right, but like, for what? Like, you'd have to have a goal or a target.
Yeah, I just don't know what they want to take, you know? I don't know.
Well, I can ask them at the cult meeting.
I guess you could.
Jake, I just want to make sure you're... I don't so much doubt your ability to blend in as, like... I'm a little worried about how Naomi might react to that kind of environment, given, you know, her whole freak out.
I also, like Regina was saying, the vice principal was targeting, or Casey was saying, the vice principal was going after all of us. Like, I feel like we should assume that we already have targets on our backs. Like, people know what's, at least some people in the school know what's up.
I think that's exactly why we shouldn't stay on the defensive. Now, I'm willing to take point on this and draw their aggression, so to speak.
I mean, do you think I should even go in there? I don't know if it's a good idea.
No, I don't think Regina being there would be productive. I don't think they'd be willing to talk about anything if she was there. But Jake might, if it was just Jake, he might be able to convince them that he... legit wants in. Like there's ways he could play it, like saying, you know, convincing them that he was only hanging with us because we had Eidolons, and finding out that there's, you know, cooler people or whatever they'd want to hear with them. He can act like he's ditching us for them. Like, that might work. Be our guy on the inside.
I was thinking of presenting you as my subjects.
Sorry, what now?
Well, you know, I'm kind of the leader of the group, and I kind of have the detective.
Whoa, wait, hold on.
Sorry, do you dispute that?
I feel like I don't think we really have a leader, and B, if we did, like, Regina.
Oh, I was going to say you or me, Charlie.
Me? No.
Me?
Yeah.
Just checking. Nobody thinks I'm the leader.
Definitely not.
No, absolutely.
Casey, no offense, Casey, but not in a million years.
Casey, you're perfect. You're great. No.
I mean, that's not to say I wouldn't mind, you know, presenting myself as Jake's subject per se.
I don't think okay. I don't think Casey catches any subtext there, but I want somebody to.
Regina raises an eyebrow for sure.
Just right over Charlie's head. Nothing. I feel like we should. I feel like all of us going in is bad. Like, I feel like that's too risky.
And they'll never. I can't imagine they'd accept all of us.
At the very least, I mean, Casey, you can spy.
Oh, right. Right, like...
did you forget you could... Yeah. Yeah. That's like your whole thing, right?
Right. No, you're right.
I feel like if we're sending people in there, Casey, you make sense. Jake, you also make sense. And Solo, you could go too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I talked about trying out for the wrestling team, so...
Right. Yeah, and it's the... Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're the weird, and I don't mean that, like, I think you're weird, just that, you know, that's the...
No, I get you. I'm the weird foreign student.
Yeah, the kid from it's Poland, right? That was what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me and Regina can hang back and, like, try and listen in, or if there's something else you think we could, like, do to be productive while they're all doing a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, we could find something.
We can snoop around, see if we dig up anything.
Yeah, that seems... I mean, it's better than us going to the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let me think what you can do here. So, Jake, you're gonna try to, like, just sort of talk your way in?
The position I'm taking with this is... It's my first day in prison. I need to beat up the toughest guy in prison.
Okay, sure.
Oh, sure.
What, like, talk me through what you're gonna do specifically here.
I want to walk in on their meeting. I want to say hello. I want to ask them how one becomes the leader of their little outfit.
So I, wow.
Are you going to say it like that?
Yeah.
Sorry, in my brain, I'm thinking about Justified at this very moment. Walton Goggins, Jake, walking into this fucking gym.
Yep.
Then I'm going to say, for starters, there is definitely somebody sort of posted at the door to the gym. And if you approach, they're just like, oh, whoa, whoa, hey, where are you going?
I was thinking of sitting in on one of the meetings.
I think this is like a fellow high schooler. I think he just says like, well, the gym's closed right now. There's nothing going on.
No, there definitely is. You must be the bouncer then, right?
I'm got asked.
You're bouncing me, aren't we?
I got asked to stand here because the lock on the door is broken and they're trying to clean the gym up because it's, you know, after school.
Oh, can we help clean the gym?
No.
Why not? That's how we do things in Poland. You know, even after the fall of the Soviet Union, obviously, you know, sharing the burden, working together as a community, that's very important over there. Is that not the case here in Kentucky?
Okay, this is done. He kind of like gestures for you to move along.
How much do they pay you for this?
Well, I'm not talking to you. Go.
What? It sounds like you're talking to us.
What, if you won't talk to me, will you talk to Mr. Benjamin Franklin?
Give me a dazzle.
Hey, I've got a question for Jordan.
Yeah, what's up?
Do other people have to do these draw things when they're trying to do stuff? Or is that just something we do?
That's something you guys do. It's something I came up with to kind of try to, you know,
okay,
add.
Okay, so I was going
to
say,
more...
this guy really, really drew badly on his dazzle for trying to make an excuse here. He is not convincing.
I think the idea is, The excuse is doesn't need to be convincing. It just needs to be go away.
Yeah, that
it's
makes
like
sense.
When, you know, like a mafia-fronted business is clearly not a business. There's like a pizza place with no tables or chairs inside, that kind of thing.
My glam is one.
Your glam is one. That is going to be judgment. Your past mistakes catch up to you. Oh, and you need to tick the clock to push then because of the solitary penalty.
So, well, no, I'm helping.
I would say that.
Oh, you're helping. That's true. You're sure there. That's fair.
I would like to push myself on this one.
Okay, that takes the clock to 10 and gets you the chariot. You exceed your own limits.
That is my resonant card.
Oh, damn.
When you apply your resonant card, apply the following forecast. You make the world a stranger and more wonderful place. Name one law of any kind. For the remainder of the session, this law no longer applies.
Fuck me. All right. What law no longer applies, Jake?
I think whatever code is governing this cult, this no longer applies for the rest of the session.
Okay.
The power of $100. Wow.
Whatever.
Well,
code
Solo's getting
is governing
a real, or Solo's exchange student from Poland character, at least, is getting a real lesson in how things work in America today.
People said there's not as much bribery in America, but I don't know. I've been here for like 3 days, and wow.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, Jake.
Okay.
Are you sure that's what you want?
Why would that not be what I want?
That I'm asking you the question, just are you positive you want the rules of the cult to no longer apply?
Now, the way that you phrase that
say
suggests
yes.
to me
say yes.
that this
say
might
yes.
have some sort of chaotic outcome, which is what I'm looking for, so my answer is yes. I'm looking to be a disruptor.
Okay!
Poor Charlie and Regina off somewhere now not knowing what has just happened, and I'm sure it's going to blow up in their faces.
Then in that case, Jake, I think the kid at the door like looks at the $100 and says, okay, yeah, sure, and just takes it and walks away.
Good kid. He'll be working for me soon.
You're so right, boss. Wait, boss or my liege?
I would like to vanish.
Yeah, sure. Give me that vanish draw.
All right, that's an LE of 3, and I don't know that anyone can reasonably apply physical help with this.
Just double checking. I'm not saying that it's like a good idea, bad idea. Just want to remind you, if you want, you can just play Wheel of Fortune here.
Oh,
but
yeah, actually, I'm
which is neutral, so you'd get one.
Yeah,
hold.
I might as well because the deck doesn't have a lot in it, and if there are any positives, I'd rather save those. So,
okay, yeah, I'll say the deck has one card left in it. I was mainly bringing it up because that means I would have to shuffle, and that would bring the Phantom Clock to 11. So,
yeah, let's hold off on that happening.
Okay, then in that case, you play the Wheel of Fortune, which means you get one
yep.
hold. And, yeah, you vanish. Are you just trying to, like, slip into the gym
yeah,
unnoticed?
Yeah, I'm just trying to not be noticed as I go in with them, so that if anything does go awry, I'm in a position to, you know, try and help.
Okay. Yeah. And, Regina and Charlie, were you talking about just trying to, like, snoop around elsewhere in the school while this was going on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Which order do we want to do? Let's go to Regina and Charlie here. Where are you going to look around?
I'm following Regina's lead.
If the cult is having a big meeting, that means probably the offices have very few people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can try and snoop around like the vice principal's offices.
Okay, yeah. Then
because they should all be there.
Right. Go ahead and give me an investigate. And yeah, Charlie's helping you, so you get your full genius.
Okay, I got 2.
2, that is judgment. I'm shuffling the deck. It goes to 11.
Motherfucker.
And all the rules are off. Oh, no.
All right. right. And I'm sorry, how much gen did you say you had?
Two.
Two. Then that gets you Judgment and the Sun.
Okay. Zoe, do you have any input on what my good question should be here? Probably, what weaknesses can I exploit?
Yeah, do you think? Yeah. I mean, that seems... It's either that or what's hidden here.
What's hidden here might be better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally what we're... Yeah. I guess that's literally what we're looking for. Yeah, okay. So let's go with the Sun. What's hidden here?
Okay, Sun, what's hidden here? Then, yeah, I think as you sort of try to quickly and, you know, subtly, discreetly sort of run through all of the, like, files and, you know, anything you can find of interest in the administrative offices, let's say you find what looks like a student roster. And there is a... What's the best way to do this? I would say about maybe every one in three names is, like, indented. It's, like, out of alignment with the column.
Okay. Probably our Eidolon users.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense.
Or it'd be real fucked up if it's the other way around and those are the people who don't have Eidolons.
Which means you're looking at about 300 Eidolon users.
Right. Is that all that's hidden here?
I think that is what you would be able to find, yeah.
Okay. For Judgment, I guess let's just go with what poses the biggest threat.
What poses the biggest threat? I think you don't find anything else really of interest in these offices. You come up a little bit blank other than, hey, you got a list of names of people to be wary of. As you are coming out, you spot down the hall around the corner, somebody is watching you. And like as soon as they realize you've seen them, they kind of like slip back behind the corner.
Can, Regina's just gonna run after them, I think.
Okay, yeah, you start chasing them down the hallway, and you sort of just barely catch a glimpse of, like, their back leg moving into the, women's bathroom.
I mean, I'm allowed in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. as you head in there, Solo, Jake, and Melissa, you head into the gym. There is a large crowd of students. This is kind of like a gym / auditorium, so there is sort of like a stage on one side. And I think the administrators and a few teachers are up there, and one of the vice principals, you kind of come in partway through a talk they're giving, which is, so again, we need everybody to back off and not do anything immediately. Do not take this Regina situation into your own hands. We need to make sure we are not alerting any authorities about this. But unfortunately, the rules of the cult don't apply right now.
Ah.
Oh.
Well, the good news is that they have alerted an authority. So, I would like to reveal my master plan.
Okay, oh, what's no. that?
I already called, I already called Agent Woodard, and I was like, listen, if you hear me call you again in, like, 20 to 40 minutes, mm-hmm. don't answer the phone, just immediately send a crew to Ferriman. Shit's going down.
Okay, okay.
Now I'm gonna dial.
Well, what shit do you see going down? Because all you see, Solo, is a teacher saying, don't pull any shit.
I imagine that shit is about to go down, though, right? You know what? I'll just keep it in my back pocket.
I think keep it in your back pocket, because I think at this point you don't have any real reason to know that shit's about to go down.
Even though I heard you talking to Regina, but okay, sure.
Yeah, well, okay, but, you know, come on.
No, I'm willing to play in this space.
Thank you. Regina, you run into the bathroom. And the person you were chasing is not in here. You start like checking the stalls. They are empty. You're in here alone.
What the fuck?
And Charlie, if you're, I assume you're running in after Regina.
Yeah.
Regina's not in here.
Couldn't go one day with that Eidolon shit. Okay. Hello? Regina, can you hear me?
So let me think of the way to do this.
Because, like, after checking the stalls, I imagine Regina turns around to look for Charlie.
Yeah, I think both of you turn around, and you can see... Regina, you can see Charlie in the bathroom mirrors.
Of course.
Charlie, you... And you do not see your own reflection in the mirror, Regina. Charlie, you do see your own reflection, but you also see Regina's reflection, even though she's not in here.
Charlie, like, starts, hello, can you hear me?
If I touch the mirror, does anything happen?
If you touch the, no.
Okay.
And I'll say, when Charlie says that, Regina, you hear Charlie's voice from Charlie's reflection.
Charlie, where are you?
I'm in the bathroom. I'm assuming something weird is happening, because you're not in here with me, but you're in the mirror.
Fuck. Did you see the person?
I'm sorry. Let me cut you off. I think, Charlie, you can't hear Regina back.
Oh, shit. I think Charlie starts pointing at her ears and then, shaking no.
Regina just like, great, I'm not fucking allowed to talk to anybody ever, huh? Okay. If Regina tries to leave the bathroom, what happens?
You can make it as far as... Like, once your reflection reaches the boundary of the mirror, you can't... It is like you're walking into a wall.
What if Charlie tries?
You can leave.
Oh, so, okay.
And Regina, you haven't really... It's a little odd that it hasn't occurred to you at this point that the bathroom's layout is mirrored from what you think it should be.
Right. I've probably been here before.
Right, you've probably been here before, yeah. But it's been a while, so it didn't really ping for you. But I think maybe like a manufacturer name on like a faucet or something that's backwards.
It's backwards, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to break the mirror. That seems like a bad idea.
Hey, person who did this, can you hear me? Like, we can just talk.
No response.
We're your friends.
Give me a pow.
I got 3 pow.
With minus 1.
Oh, well, I got 2 pow.
Yeah. So that's going to be the Wheel of Fortune or Death, which is your dissonance.
What the fuck?
Oh my fucking god.
You just shuffled the deck.
I did.
I'm going to go.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go. I have to get through. We're about to have a fucking shadow fight, and we're about to have
God.
A. And I'm gonna have to deal with this the entire. Oh.
Okay. The world's a stage, and you have forgotten all your lines.
I hate life.
It seems to hate you too.
Let me think of what that means.
You fucked up. Last week you talked too much about how bad things were going for Charlie. Life had to double down on you.
Yeah, what can I do to you here?
Are you just is it more fun because we're family that you're a dick to me? Like, is that...
No, I'm just trying to listen. I'm just following the story as it goes here. Okay. boy. I've got a few options I'm rotating in my mind, trying to decide which one to use.
Sucks.
I think you just hear immediately from behind you, Charlie, a girl's voice say, no, you're not.
Hey, question. Does that tick the clock again? I forget what the new...
No, because that's...
Good.
Yeah, that's only on a dredge.
Okay. Well, cool. You're here. We can talk.
Do you turn around to face her?
I don't like how you said that, but...
I know, but
yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
Then as you do, she has, like, a compact mirror open facing you, and, in, like, an instant, as soon as you make eye contact with your own reflection, you are, looking out at the bathroom from
within
the
compact mirror. I'm in a tiny, tiny mirror.
Then the, bathroom goes dark as she snaps it shut.
Eidolon Playtest is brought to you by Audio Entropy. You can find it and many other great shows at audioentropy.com. Eidolon Playtest is also brought to you by Crystals as Lavchek, as Jake and Naomi Shirogorov, Maxi Knightley as Solaris Apogee the 57th, 4th House, aka Solo, Zoe Tunnell as Charlotte Charlie O'Neill, Molly Reinbeck as Regina Rosenthal, Lexi Waltner, that's me, as Casey Chambers. The credits say, and I'm going to read this, under duress, Jordan Rogers as the GM, and Luke Varner as Jordan Rogers, and any other NPC that happens to have appeared in this episode. The music was composed by Maxi Knightley. The podcast is edited by Molly and Luke. Up next is Disco 31, followed by Ska 31 in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening!